Hello, my name is Sammy Saxeth, and I'm 17 years old. I will be a senior at Carver High School of Engineering and Science, and I'm very passionate about biology. My dream career is to become a dermatologist, but I know that'll take me quite a while. This pandemic has honestly been stressing me out ever since it started. For a lot of people, the scariest and most stressful things are getting the virus and being stuck inside for long periods of time. Of course, these problems are problems for me too, especially getting the virus. But the most stressful part for me was being unsure of my education and career path. Working to become a dermatologist is kind of blurred in my personal and professional life. I can't really afford to not be working, even in my personal life. At this point, my work life is my personal life. I need it to be this way because if I want to become a dermatologist, I'll have to get used to working 24/7, otherwise the people competing with me will surpass me. Of course, pursuing any job in the medical field would first require me to graduate from college. As a rising high school senior, I need to apply to colleges soon, but college has never been easy to get into, much less make it through. The first roadblock to overcome is getting accepted into colleges. I'm honestly not very optimistic about my chances for looking good as an applicant. As an applicant, I'm probably mediocre at best, and that's exactly how I feel. Going up against thousands of applicants who are more qualified, have higher grades, or even have better extracurriculars than I do hasn't made me feel any better about myself. The second roadblock to overcome is getting a quality education. Most colleges are moving to hybrid classes, which complicates classwork and lab work for biology and pre-med majors. The majors necessary to become a doctor, that is. With everything that could go wrong and the fragility of my career path coming to light, I've questioned whether or not I'll even attend college as soon as I can. On one hand, attending college immediately means there's a possibility most applicants are less prepared and thus equally disadvantaged. On the other hand, if I wait, I have less chances of contracting the virus while curriculums become more developed for hybrid classes. After contemplating for a while, I decided it would be a good idea to get in touch with someone who could put my anxieties to rest. I was able to get in touch with USciences president, Dr. Katz, so I could ask him some questions regarding the college experience during this pandemic.
Because of the limitations that the city has put upon us, we can only have so many students in a room, right? So for classes that are our bigger classes, in which, you know, space is a challenge because you can't get everybody in 6 feet apart and everything else, those are going to be online. But what that doesn't mean that they're not going to be interactive. For example, I could be having this conversation with you anywhere right now. And I could lecture you or I could interact with you. I could give you questions ahead of time or reading ahead of time and say, Sammy and classmates, here's what we're going to talk about at our next session. So it's not sterile. It's not sterile like, you know, turn the tape recording on, turn the tape recording off. It is interactive. We set our tuition for next year long before the pandemic. We raised it a little bit because we hadn't changed it at all and since we started this new plan. One of the things I think that people don't appreciate, it's actually more expensive for us to deliver online. Masks, plexiglass shields, additional hand sanitizers. So it's costing us more.